Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I'm going to give Sunny listening, talking lessons, boxing lessons, and falling down lessons.
Need my sister and my daughter.
Because I bloody well stammer.
None of you will get my kingdom. I leave you nothing that I wish to play.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
So maybe your plan for the Mother's Day weekend is to take your mom to a movie, in which case you probably need the advice of our Movie Date podcast team, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer. Rafer is also film critic for Newsday, and Kristen is culture producer at The Takeaway, and you can subscribe to their podcast at moviedate.org. And of course, the big release this weekend is yet another collaboration between Johnny Depp and director Tim Burton. It's Dark Shadows. It was inspired by a very successful I guess you could call it a soap opera.
Cult classic.
Yeah, absolutely, from the 1970s.
What is your age, if I may?
15.
15 and no husband. You must put those birthing hips to good use at once, lest your womb shrivel up and die.
You're weird.
That is Johnny Depp in the title character here. Okay, guys, verdict?
I liked it a lot, and I didn't expect to. 4 years of Vampire Mania, Twilight, yeah. True Blood. I didn't really think this could bring anything new to the genre. It's actually very funny. I thought it was pretty fresh and a little daring, I thought, as well.
Daring. And Kristen, what did you think?
Yeah, in a very rare instance, I have to say I totally agree with you, Rafer. I did not expect to like it. I did not expect to agree with you.
Yes.
But I thought it was good fun. They have a good sense of humor about it. They know what to joke about. Sometimes, like a lot of Tim Burton movies, it goes on maybe 15 minutes longer than it should have. But I really enjoyed myself. It was almost like a reboot of Edward Scissorhands more than the soap opera, in my opinion.
Although Johnny Depp gets to be very, very silly in this film.
Oh, yeah. He's very silly.
Okay. So that one is a good choice for the weekend.
Yes, definitely.
So.
Take your mom.
All right. Let's talk about the next one. This is A Girl in Progress, which is another comedy, but with Eva Mendes.
I'm missing money from my tin.
What tin?
My tin, Ansiedad, where I keep my bill money.
Are you saying I took it?
Well, I'm pretty sure you know better.
Well, I do. So I didn't.
Rafer, how's this one work out?
Well, it's a tween comedy,
I would
say. It's about a girl who's trying to grow up. She thinks she's got a list of rules that's going to help her grow up and become a woman. It's very serious in some parts. There's a suicide attempt. There's a sexual situation, I'll say. Also very silly in parts, kind of Diary of a Wimpy Kid in a way. It doesn't quite gel for me, and I wasn't quite sure what the movie was trying to do or what audience it was really appealing to, which is too bad because Eva Mendes is really great, and the girl in that movie, Sierra Ramirez, is also really good.
All right, well, last one we're going to get to, and this is based on a true story, actually, of a funeral director who kills a woman in his town. This is a true story, but then the town ends up supporting him because the woman was so universally disliked, with Jack Black in the movie and Shirley MacLaine.
And those flowers he supposedly planted, they're supposed to bloom 2 weeks ago. He is a lazy good-for-nothing. The man's never done anything.
I don't think that he would ever do anything.
Why
like...
Why are you sticking up for his kind?
Marjorie, you're making it very hard to be your friend.
Okay, Kristen, 30 seconds. See or not see?
Shirley MacLaine and Jack Black are fantastic in this movie. They're so enjoyable every time they're in a scene together. Unfortunately, they're not on screen enough. A lot of the story is told through the speculation and the gossip of all the townspeople, including real townspeople from the real case.
Oh, wow.
But the gimmick gets a little tired by the end, and I would have liked to have seen more Shirley MacLaine and Jack Black. That being said, pretty good.
All right, but a good bet from both of you. Dark Shadows, you
definitely.
Both agree.
Dark Shadows, definitely.
Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer of the Movie Date podcast team. Rafer's a movie critic for Newsday, and Kristen Meinzer, takeaway culture producer. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you
guys.
Too. Happy Mother's Day.